Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation based on Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, by John Bunyan from The Pilgrim's Progress. Christian needed to pass through the valley of the shadow of death, because the way to the celestial city lay through the midst of it. It was a wilderness, a land of pits and droughts. At the border of the land, Christian met two men who brought an evil report of the land, crying, "Back, back, men!" We heard howling and yelling, as from unutterable misery in affliction and irons. There were clouds of discouraging confusion, and death spread its wings over it. It is in every way dreadful and without order. So they parted. The valley had a deep ditch on the right, and on the left a dangerous bog. The pathway was exceedingly narrow. In the dark, it was difficult to avoid the bog and ditch. Thus he went on. In the midst of the valley, he perceived the mouth of hell was close by the wayside. There were flames and smoke in abundance, and hideous noises, so Pilgrim called on the weapon of prayer. Thus he went on, the flames reaching towards him, and distressed voices coming and going. He thought of going back, but resolved to go on. Christian was so confused that he didn't know his own voice. Wicked ones from the pit whispered blasphemies of the one he loved so much before, but he thought he heard the voice of a man saying, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Then he was glad for these reasons. 1. Others who feared God were in the valley as well as himself. 2. God was with them in that dark and dismal state, though he did not perceive it. 3. He might have company by and by if he could overtake the voice he heard. As morning broke, Christian could look back and see more clearly the hazards he had gone through in the dark and the narrow way through the danger.